This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Oh, we've got Nancy Pelosi on the show tonight.
Yeah, imagine.
We do.
Dude, she's coming.
She's coming.
She'll be
live.
C-U-M-M or C-O-M?
I don't think either one is good.
Oh, we got this show off, started on a high note, didn't we?
Could you imagine her face?
No.
No.
I don't want to imagine her face. I
had to ask. Sorry.
Okay. She's saying?
Oh, the Botox is just drooping. She doesn't do that. She just all. She doesn't have to use Botox, does she? Yeah, I think she does. Probably.
My computer is so smart. All
right, what did your smart computer do?
I haven't had my headphones plugged in since last Tuesday's show. I use my wireless Bose when I'm listening to music, and I just got this new little soundbar thingy for my computer since my speaker system on my computer went to hell. And as soon as I plugged in the headset, it automatically went to the right volume level.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah, I like that. I just thought, I didn't check on pre-show. And I looked over, 80%, right where it's supposed to be.
It's nice when shit technology works like it's supposed to, because most of the time, it doesn't.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't.
Well, Hurricane Elsa is bearing down on Rick and me. Slim, does Elsa have a comment?
Fuck it all! Fuck it all!
Thank you, Princess.
You didn't even welcome us to Off the Hook Radio, though. You skipped right over that.
I was going to, but I just wanted to get the current events out of the way. Okay. Rick says it's starting to rain on him.
Yeah, it is. I'm getting kind of like drizzlies. I looked on one of the weather apps, and it looks like we're getting the topmost band coming through. And I don't want to say anything else because it looks, I don't want to say it looks like it's breaking, but there's definitely not a well-defined eye. It's scattered all over the place, and it looks like it's coming up Tampa with a big space in the middle. There's something on the right side. There's a little bit near whatever should be the eye, but really nothing in the middle.
I made a post earlier today. I said, Elsa is my biatch.
Good luck to both of you, because for some of our listeners, if they don't know, you guys are both, you know, are you both directly in the path of this?
Yeah, we're in the Tampa area.
All right, yeah, so good luck to both of you.
I'm just north of Tampa, and Rick's right in town.
Tomorrow I'll get a text message. Oh, my lanai is all destroyed.
No, I'm great. Irma came through with 85-plus mile-an-hour winds, and I lost one lanai screen. That was it.
All right, listen, real quick.
My house is built like a tank.
I have to say hi to somebody who is listening, because, you know, I don't normally have a lot of people that listen from, you know, my side of things. But we are broadcasting live to our Facebook audio room tonight. And okay. I'd like to just welcome James. James is a good friend of somebody that he's a relative of somebody that I used to work with that I hooked up with, and we've been doing some social media stuff a little bit, chit chat back and forth. We've hooked up. So hi, James. I see you're listening. So thanks. Appreciate it.
So that means you had sex with a relative of his?
No. I used to work with him. I worked with his sister.
You did his sister?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Slim, God.
Thanks.
You're a happily married man.
Hooked up has a few meanings. Like in Brooklyn, takeout has like three meanings. And I'll take out for food. I'm going to take you out to a date, or you're going to tell
me. Take out, pull out.
That is different.
Oh. Or the Soprano reason.
Yeah, the Soprano, take him out.
Yeah. Now, I posted a hurricane to-do list. The rest of the world, they watch the Weather Channel. They pack an evacuation kit. They buy batteries. They buy water. They watch the Weather Channel some more. They prepare the generator. They board up the windows.
In Florida, weed.
Yeah. In Florida, we buy as much alcohol as possible or stock up on weed.
Stock up on weed.
Yeah. Well, I don't drink, so, you know.
My point.
Yeah. See, Rick and I get along good. He'd drink, I'd smoke. We're fine.
There you go.
We'd plan a hurricane party. we would pray the hurricane hits on a work or a school day. We'd buy even more alcohol or weed. We'd make jokes about the hurricane's name, which we've already done. Elsa, thank you. We'd make a theme playlist, you know, Rock You Like a Hurricane and those kind of songs. And we only freak out when it's actually a terrifying hurricane, which we do get every.
Well, what is this one? This is a category. What is this? A category?
This just turned to a cat one.
It's a one, right?
An hour ago.
Yeah. So this is a walk in the park for you guys. Well,
yeah, especially since, like I said, there's no well-developed eye.
Well, Irma was a friggin' one or a two when it was sneaking up on us 5 years ago or 4 years ago. And then that bitch turned into almost a five when it hit.
Yeah, that was a giant mess.
Yeah. And then you've had ones like Andrew, and you had the one that hit the panhandle to pretty strong effect last year, I guess it was. Yeah. This one hit the panhandle last year was pretty bad. So, but yeah, we don't freak out about it in Florida. We're kind of used to it. So,
well, yeah, you don't freak out until you wake up one morning and your whole house is gone. And then the next time you will freak out. So, you know.
Well, I'm not worried about that part.
Yeah, your guys' shit is made nice and solid. I was at your house. I mean, it's going to take an awful lot to blow that sucker away.
It's a tank.
They're all built that way, but, you know, hey.
It's cement and cinder block construction 12 feet high.
Yeah, that's this one.
Well, good luck to both of you tonight.
The roof is the roof has got all those upgraded trusses and connections and safety harnesses and all that crap in it. So, yeah, I'm not too concerned about it. I'm definitely not concerned about this one. But like I said, hey, if a category five was barreling right down on the Gulf, coming into Tampa or something like that, I'd have been on an airplane yesterday.
And you say that now, and I know that there was times that there was big ones coming and you decided not to.
Oh, Irma was the only one. Yeah, because Irma was like a one or a two, and I was like,
I thought there was, yeah, whatever, it doesn't.
Then the bitch turned into a five like the day before it hit us.
I went through Hurricane Bertha back in the 90s when I was growing up on Chincoteague Island in Virginia, and it hit. It came on land somewhere down in Virginia, and it came up the coast. So it was only a Category 1 when it went over us, but we were in a mobile home. And I will tell you what, I will never, ever, ever go through another hurricane in my life.
Again. We got about 20 inches of rain out of Irma. They're talking this one maybe 3 to 6. So
again, walk in the park.
So. Yeah, walk in the park. So anyway, welcome to Off Hook Radio for July 6th.
2021.
So everyone's still got all their fingers and stuff after Independence Day?
Yeah,
I do.
You guys are okay?
Yeah, but I gotta tell you, you lived in Pennsylvania, and it's redneck yes. territory. So we decided to take a trip for 4th of July out to my mom's cabin or her camp on, and I won't say which lake because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but it's one of the lakes in PA. And it's a private lake, and it's her last. She's selling it, so this was her last opportunity, the last weekend for us to use it. And you know, my brother told me last year he went out to my mom's, you know, cottage, and he's like, "Oh yeah, you know, all the campers, they shoot off fireworks for like an hour beforehand, and then you know, the campground had, you know, they bring in a professional fireworks team to light off fireworks, like you know, at most of these places." And I'm like, "Oh cool, we'll go out, we'll go, you know, hang out. This is, you know, pretty neat." So, you know, here you're thinking. You're going to have two or three of the, you know, cottages are going to be shooting off, you know, little bottle rockets and this and that. And no, we're talking like 35 or 40 different cottages across the entire lake lighting off fireworks that none of us can legally buy anywhere. I mean, and every time someone lit one off, I'm going, you know, there's a Ben Franklin. You know, there's a Ben Franklin. These were class one fireworks that nobody could have purchased. And I mean, this was all, it was a pissing match between rednecks to see whose campsite had the better fireworks. And then the professionals came in. And I'm telling you what, in a 30-minute period, they probably blew up $25,000 or $30,000 of fireworks in 30 minutes. And it was just like the absolute most spectacular show. But let me tell you, rednecks, they know how to party with fireworks. I'm just telling you, I don't know what guy in their right mind sold all these people their fireworks. And like I said, I'm not talking like, you know, one every 5 minutes. I'm talking like this was a battle of who had the biggest set of balls, who had the most money and who had the biggest fireworks out of these campground, these campsites. And it was freaking awesome to watch. So kudos to the rednecks. I mean, this was such a coordinated event that the fire department even brought in trucks and stationed trucks all along the lake before the campers started lighting off their fireworks, because they knew that everybody was going to have all of these huge, you know, illegal mortars.
Did you hear about Matis Klavenics?
No. Tell us about it. Is he missing some fingers?
He's missing a lot more than that. He's missing his life. Oh, he's a 23-year-old goaltender for the Columbus Blue Jackets. He was in a hot tub at his goalie coach's house on the 4th, and they set off a mortar. They were setting off mortars there in the backyard, and one tipped over, fired right into the thing, hit him in the chest. He's just sitting there vegging out. His season's over. He's relaxing. Young athlete on the up and coming, you know. And man, that's a hell of a way to freaking go.
Well, it is the one holiday that we let drunk people handle explosives. So,
well, you guys have still all your fingers and stuff. I understand that Capitol Hill policeman Lieutenant Michael Byrd still does too. Ashley Babbitt could not be reached for comment. If you don't know what I'm talking about, people, you're the problem with America. Okay, look it up. Anyway, we can't say everyone's okay in Chicago. 108 people were shot.
I thought it was higher than that. That is 108. The number one. Okay. I thought I saw 228 somewhere. I don't know why.
Their previous record was 103 for this weekend, so they beat that. Cool. You know, you got to keep setting them records. This carnage included two police officers and two children ages 5 and 6. Those 4 still survive today, but 17 of the 108 did not. I watched a video from a Southside neighborhood from Friday night the other day. And you can't see anything on the video. It's just somebody in a car on a street. But they were filming outside just so you could get the sound. There's nothing but like nonstop gunfire for 3 minutes. And it wasn't all from the same place. It's coming from different directions, different guns, things like that. I mean, I had my headphones on and I understand gunfire, so.
Does Chicago, I wonder if they have that gun system that detects where shots come from, like New Jersey has. I mean, they do. Yes. Okay.
The only problem is in Chicago, they don't go after them now.
Well, and if there's 300 of them for 3 minutes straight, it's a little hard to, you know, this guy's driving down.
The cops are just like, fuck it. We'll go when there's a body. You know? That's what happens when you live in a progressive city. So who needs mortars or M80s when everybody's packing and you can just fire your guns in the air or at somebody? It's still noisy. But Mayor of Chicago Beetlejuice, Lori Lightfoot is her other name, but I think a lot of people are referring to her as Mayor Beetlejuice now, who we dubbed the dumbest mayor in America 2 weeks ago. And with a competition, that is an achievement. I mean, she beat out de Blasio, for God's sakes. I mean, that alone right there. She was asked about the violence in Chicago at a press conference the other day, and she did what progressives do. She lied. But we found some actual reporting proving that she lied. And this is from the Daily Wire, not exactly a bastion of conservative thought. But she berated a journalist who was questioning her about the city's rising crime rate. And she claimed the crime rate's actually falling. Unfortunately, the crime statistics show a year-on-year increase in violent crime and a massive spike since she took office 2 years ago. She said, do you owe an apology to the victims of violent crime, the thousands of unsolved shootings and murders and random stabbings in the downtown, south side, north side, west side? You owe these people an apology, said the reporter from Newsmax. Sir, I ask you to get your facts right, Mayor Beetlejuice replied. Crime is not out of control in our city. In fact, crime is on the decline. All of our major indices show a decline in crime, and our homicides and our shootings year over year are down. That's a fact, sir.
Well, I can tell you why their numbers are down. It's really simple.
They're not.
Well, but I can tell you why they say their numbers are down, because what they classify as a violent crime has changed. It's just like what happened during COVID. Everybody who died got counted as a COVID death. you know, to inflate the COVID numbers. So it's here, it's just a matter of they probably are have taken categories away from what they consider a violent crime so they can make their statistics look better. It's padding, padding statistics. You know how that works.
Well, murders, shootings, and criminal sexual assaults in Chicago have risen sharply on her watch, according to statistics released by the Chicago Police Department. For instance, she claimed that shootings year over year are down. In fact, shootings have surged 12% compared to the same time last year. And last year was a record. And that's 59% over 2019. So maybe what she means is, okay, it was up a shitload last year, and it's only up 12% over that this year, so it's down. That's how progressives do statistics. Murders, too, have increased. Chicago's had 326 murders so far this year compared to 323 during the same period in 2020 and 241 in 2019. 241 in 2019, 326 now. It's a 35% increase. The homicide rate among blacks is 9 times higher than the homicide rate among non-blacks. Rape and criminal sexual assaults are up 22% since just last year, which was the worst year on record. This tracks perfectly with her tenure. She took office in May of 2019. Although the crime rate in the city has been abysmal long before since she took office. So basically she just lied her ass off to the reporter because she was on camera and she knew the news media would show her answer and nobody will go read the Daily Wire the next day and get their true statements, which is how the progressives run this country now. It's bullshit. Any comments?
It is bullshit.
Yeah, it is bullshit. But, you know, I mean, Jesus, God, 320. How many murders have been in Tampa?
I have no clue. I don't know. Do you know?
No. Can you look it up?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go to President Sippy Cup, and then Rick will tell us how many murders have been in Tampa, which is not exactly.
How, you know, in how long of a time span?
You know, this year. See how it's doing this year. Of course, President Sippy Cup chimed in on all this gun violence. I guess he saw his approvals on border security and crime were in the low 30 range, proving how stupid America is because that 30% think he's doing a fine job. We have the tape, and yes, he lies too. We got Biden's gun lobby clip. Here we go.
Second, we discussed disrupting illegal gun trafficking. Now, the gun lobby wants you to believe that cities that are the toughest gun had the toughest gun laws still have the highest rates of gun violence, as was pointed out by the group we had today in our roundtable. The violence is so they argue, why do you need those gun laws if they don't work in cities that have tough laws? Don't believe it. Here's the truth. Today's conversation with Mayor Scott of Baltimore, for example, echoed what we know to be the case and hear from mayors all across the country. Mayors have the power to help shape and enforce the laws in their cities, but they can't control the laws in neighboring cities and states, even though the gun legally bought there is often ends up in their streets. Mayor Scott says that 80% of the guns in Baltimore were acquired outside the city. Outside the city. There's little he can do about that. So we have to act. As part of our strategy, the Justice Department is creating 5 new strike forces. Crack down illegal gun trafficking and the carters supplying weapons to cities like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and the Bay Area.
Well, there you go. President Sippy Cup.
He's got no fucking clue.
So he just babbled for a minute and 10 seconds.
Well, basically,
he said was he could say, oh, well, that's true. I can prove this is true. And some of it that he said is true. But his reasoning behind the whole thing, when he says, here's the facts or here's the truth, whatever's about to follow is the exact opposite of that.
This is true.
Don't you think so?
I don't understand. The only reason I think that they're saying that violence is down in this country, and maybe it's places like Chicago, maybe they're using the fact that, you know, we don't see the school shootings. We're not seeing the big public shootings like we did under Barack Obama. I mean, they did stop under Trump. We didn't have any, there was some, there was, you know, but not like there was under Obama.
There was plenty under both of them, but yeah, Trump empowered law enforcement to go after their asses.
Correct, and I think that might be part of the Democrats' view of, you know, violence is down because we haven't had any of these, you know, major terrorist or homegrown terrorist shooting situations here. And we haven't. We really haven't. But I blame a lot of that on the fact that, you know, people have been locked up, COVID, you know, schools weren't in session. I mean, this last year they were.
Plus,
but
we
still
got a story
not.
Coming up. They think we're the terrorists now.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I've already been branded as a terrorist because I've joined the new Trump, you know, social media. I had five people went on my Facebook page and pretty much told me to go fuck myself because I'm showing my true colors of being a Republican by joining the social media network. And I mean, it's just ridiculous.
He's trying to, well, the same reason you're on Twitter. You want to keep up with the left-wing wackos and you join that one to keep up with what's going on there.
You got
to
keep up everywhere. It's not a matter of, you know, whether I'm right or left. You join a social media network to communicate with peers, to talk to others, to, you know, you don't want a social media network with all the same people because what does that lead to? Absolutely nothing. It's boredom. You need conflict. You need people to be able to hash things out, and you need debate, and you can't have that if it's just all the same minded people on the platform. Correct?
Yeah. Rick, did you find out how many murders are in Tampa?
So far, it says, let's see, I'm pretty sure it's 2021. Total crimes are 8,145. Murder is 31. Robbery is 285. Aggravated assault is 1,186.
Well, that was 1 month in Chicago.
So, it's a week in Chicago.
Violent crimes is 1,622. Burglary, 1,022. Larceny, 4,978. Car theft, 523. All right. Property crime, 6,523.
Yeah, that one surprises me, too, because, of course, that's in the city. These are only stats from the city, but yeah. 6,500 property, you know, and this is a state where you can shoot anybody who walks in your house. You know, you would think property, that would discourage some property crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it property crime, or did he say property damage? Property crime. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I posted the opening to last week's show this morning, and I had about a half a dozen people message me saying they were going to tune in tonight because of it. But I'm going to repeat one line out of this. It doesn't have anything to do with crime, but it's basically about these people. You know, they call we're terrible, we're white supremacists, we're racist, all those kind of things. And I said you can't win an argument with these idiots; they got to be defeated. Period. But you know, it was about racism. I've never judged a person by the color of skin in my life, but I'm going to say this again. A racist is a person who has a prejudice against people of another race. It is not a person who disagrees with Democrats. Got that, Mayor Beetlejuice? She called that guy a racist to somebody off camera. Because asked her about crime.
Well, yeah, but you
Jesus
got
Jesus Christ.
It's not. Did you got that, Mayor Beetlejuice? It's pretty much. Do you got that, America? I mean, people need to understand that. It's everybody in general that needs to understand that. This whole.
See, that's why you're on the show, Slim. You're a big picture thinker.
Oh, I am just. I'm so tired of the fact that people call us racist for things that we have nothing to do with or things that happened in the past that they've – and here's the thing about the past. They've changed the way they teach us the past to make it so that we as whites look terrible. And
I know. They make these kids hate their own country.
Yep, and you've said it before on this show before. Black people have owned slaves. It's not just been white people that have
they
been
still
slave
do.
People. Right. I mean, all but this the is world. The part. But that's not taught to our kids in school. Our kids are only taught that the white man enslaved black people. They're not taught that black people enslaved, you know, whites. And they're not talked. They don't talk about the whole story.
Well, majority
of
slaves over history were white.
And where do you and
the Egyptian slaves were. Almost all whites and that they got and from conquering other lands. Roman slaves were white. You know, it's just, you know, these people don't know anything about history. And I get tired of, you know, I just ignore them anymore because you can't unring the bell once somebody goes stupid. You know?
No, you really can't, unfortunately.
Nancy Pelosi decided she'd chime in on all this for us.
And here we go. You can't unring the bell when you
go
stupid.
Link of Lincoln Memorial. I'll read Link of Lincoln Memorial.
Okay, that was unedited. That was Nancy Pelosi in front of the press and a microphone.
Here, I'll play it again, just because it was the, you know.
Link of Lincoln Memorial. I'll read.
She had no clue. I mean.
No clue. Something about the Lincoln Memorial.
She just has lost his fucking, his Joe. Just fucking lost. And the thing is these guys have teleprompters in front of them.
It's not for a press conference. She doesn't use them.
You sure?
Yeah, when she does a speech, she uses them, but not for press conference, no.
But she's got cartoon cards like Joe does, though. At least
she does have her cards.
Yes. She better get cartoon cards if she doesn't, because she's.
I think she's turning into speaker sippy cup. No, I don't really know what the hell that was, but it does seem obvious that Biden's contagious. She sounds just like those clips we play of him. Link of Memorial. Anyway, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Forget it. I was going to. No, go. Just go.
One more thing on the violent situation. And all you people want to come out and mess with us law-abiding citizens who own guns because of your inability to actually state what the real problem is. Guns are what founders gave us to fight tyranny. In 1774, the Brits banned guns coming to America. In 1775, the Brits tried to confiscate the guns that were already here. In 1776, we shot them. History is lost on the left. And end of the crime. Now let's go on to something else we can get all pissed off about.
Please, let's do. Let's do.
Sha'Carri Richardson.
I know what I can piss you off with.
What?
Sorry.
No. See, that's double trauma because Rick gets traumatized by that now too. He went all Pelosi on us.
I was in the boat, and then the small world after, you know, that thing.
The midgets are coming.
Bridget.
Oh, I'm sorry. The little people. The little people are coming.
Make sure.
Anyway, Sha'Carri Richardson. She's in the news. Not so much because she's the best 100-meter sprinter, female sprinter, the USA has produced in years. She reminds me of Florence Griffith Joyner, actually, from the 80s. I mean, she's just awesome. And she'd be a heavy favorite for the gold medal later this month in Japan. But she won't be competing. Why is that?
Because she smokes pot.
She smokes some weed. American champion Sha'Carri Richardson cannot run the Olympic 100-meter race after testing positive for a chemical found in marijuana. Richardson, who won the 100 meters at the Olympic trials in 10.86, which is freaking blazing. That's fast for a dude. She can roll. That's like 1 second off of the winning time for men. I mean, that's really incredible. She talked about her ban on the Today Show last Friday. She tested positive at the trials in Oregon, and her result is erased, and the fourth place finisher moved up. She accepted her 30-day suspension, which will end July 27th, so that would allow her to run in the women's relays, the 4x100. So if they don't drop the baton, she'll still probably get a gold medal, but not the one that she wants, the fastest woman in the world, because she is. She's only 21. I mean, and people know about sprinting and that kind of stuff. 21 is really young to be this good. You know, most sprinters hit their peak in their late 20s. after they build up their muscle mass and get experience and starts and control and all those kind of things. She's 21 years old. Her only real competition is Jamaica's Shelley Ann Fraser-Pryce. And Shelley Ann Fraser-Pryce is like late 30s. And I honestly, Sha'Carri would have dusted her. But reports swirled about her possible marijuana use. And she put out a tweet. She said, "I'm human." She smoked marijuana. She was trying to cope with her mother's recent death. Her mother just died a few days before the trials. She was triggered, blinded by emotions, blinded by badness, hurting, hiding, hurt. "I know I can't hide myself, so in some type of way I was trying to hide my pain," she said. The three-month sanction was reduced to 1 month because she participated in a counseling program.
Well, one of the things I'm doing a little research here on this as well about marijuana with the Olympics, and one of the
not
things,
exactly a performance enhancing drug.
It is not considered an performance enhancing drugs. The director of the World Anti-Doping Agency has admitted it does not enhance their performance. One of the things though, the drug, while marijuana is not banned within the Olympic Committee by the Olympic Committee, the drug is banned on race days. Now, if she tested positive at the race, you have to know that there's a half-life of all these drugs, and you're going
weed stays in your system longer than most of them.
It actually does. It can stay in your system, depending on body fat, up to as much as 30 days. So unfortunately, because of that, this is where she needed to have known, if she was going to have a race, that we're not to pop. I mean, I'm sorry, but I smoke weed. I've admitted that, and I think that weed should be legal. But if it isn't, if they've made rules along the lines that it can't be used, even if it's legal in the state that they're that they live in or reside in, it is what it is. And if she's broke the law or broke the rules, she's lucky she's not suspended completely from the team. I mean, I have a bigger problem with what we're going to talk about later, I think.
I'm going to mention it next, but I just think that, what you're saying, if they allow athletes to totally disrespect the country that they compete for with no penalties, but for some weed in Oregon where it's legal, by the way, she's disqualified. I think those sanctimonious turds should just leave her the hell alone.
Well, actually, and I'm not trying to be a dick, but she really wasn't disqualified.
Even the NFL relaxed.
She was disqualified.
She's suspended for 30 days.
But unfortunately, her race for the Olympics, some of them fall within that 30-day period. Now, if the Olympics weren't until August, she'd be able to, she would be able to compete in all of the Olympics.
Yeah, but there's a reason the Olympic trials are when they are. It's so the athletes can be at their peak
and then
have recover time before the... Yeah,
I understand that. Now, do you have a segue for talking about this other situation or don't you? Because I do have a major comment that I want to make.
Go ahead.
That ties in.
We did that story last week, but it's still germane. Go ahead.
I have a lot of family members that they sit here and they won't watch baseball, they won't watch football, they won't watch this because these players take a knee. And I've been very neutral to that along this whole time. I've never really had a problem. If you take a knee, you take a knee. It is what it is. You aren't representing the United States when you're playing baseball for the Yankees. You're representing the Yankees. You're representing the Red Sox. You're representing the Giants. You're not representing the United States of America. These athletes at these Olympic trials, they are representing the United States of America. And if they don't have the respect for our flag, they have absolutely no right whatsoever to compete for our country. I mean, this is a completely different ball game than a baseball, player or a basketball player or a common citizen.
Well, NFL relaxed the rules on weed.
Well, but I'm talking about I'm not talking about the weed. I'm talking about this flag. The flag shunning.
Oh, the flag thing.
That's okay. That's the flag shunning lady. I mean, if these athletes cannot respect our country in the flag shunning, then in the Olympics, then they should not be
immediately get booted off the team.
Immediately,
press and done from the American women's soccer team turned away from the flag during the national anthem in their last warm up game on Sunday against Mexico, and that was all over the news. And you know, if I was in charge of USA soccer, they'd both be gone. They can win the gold medal. It's not like either one of them is the best player on the team. They aren't, but they're obviously the most liberal. But you got Carly Lloyd and my girl from Philadelphia. I can't think of her name, who plays left back. They stood there with their hands over their heart and sang, you know. Most of them stayed facing the right way, those two turned around.
Why should we be sending, you know, through American sponsorship money, athletes to Tokyo to represent us that have no respect for our flag or our country?
And by the same token, the entire Mexican team stood and faced the flag and sang along. And half of Mexico wants to move to America.
They have
enough respect for their country. They did that, you know.
I have definitely lost respect for, you know.
I'm fed up with it. The only thing I can say is we're not going to find out who the major assholes are at the Olympics, because if they do, there's going to be sanctions on them, because Japan will not put up with it.
No, they won't. And they also told them they have to only use 14 condoms. So.
Yeah, they only have 14 condoms. Really? That's just a good weekend for Rick.
Might be a good 2 weekends the way it's going right now.
Oh, it's slowed down?
Yeah.
Just nobody loves me anymore. Two or three a day anymore.
A day.
Oh, yeah. That's bad. All right. Well, on to the next thing we can get in trouble for. The NEA, the National Education Association, who I have blamed for America's decline for over a decade now on this show. I have not gotten off that horse because I'm right. They decided that since they helped the election go their way, they can say fuck you to the governors of many states. They're so out of control. Apparently, they have no fear now. The NEA, the largest teachers union in the country, has moved to undermine left-wing talking point that critical race theory is not taught to children, because they keep telling us that, even though we know it's bullshit, by voting to promote it and arguing it's reasonable and appropriate to use critical race theory in social studies classes. They approved a plan to publicize critical race theory and dedicate a team of staffers to assist union members looking to fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric. They also declared that the union opposes bans on critical race theory in the New York Times controversial 1619 project, which has already been proven to be bullshit. And half the states in the country have already implemented bans on 1619 and critical race theory. And the half the states that haven't done it should, because they're idiots. Are run by idiots. The resolution calls the union to join with Black Lives Matter at school and the Zen Education Project to call for a rally this year on October 14th, which is George Floyd's birthday. Okay, there you go. This is what your kids are being taught by. People who belong to the NEA. Now, I know not all NEA members support this bullshit, but the ones that they put in leadership sure as hell do. And they want to have a rally on George Floyd's birthday because he is such a good person for everybody to look up to. A career criminal who died of a drug overdose with a cop leaning on his neck. You know, they should have just left it alone. They had 80% of this country on their fucking side after that stupid cop did what he did. He didn't help a man in distress, and there's no forgiveness for that, and he deserved to get convicted. But Jesus God, this guy's last crime was sticking a gun in a pregnant woman's belly and demanding money. I mean, come on. This is our fucking hero now for our children? Oh my God. Anyway.
Sad.
But I mean, I'm telling you what, this is not going to go well for them. Okay. I mean, I saw some little limp-wristed NEA member on a YouTube video the other day talking about how it's important that the children learn basically his opinions in class. No, it isn't important that they learn your opinion. It's important to you and the history, the future of the Democratic Party, because you're trying to indoctrinate all these young skulls full of mush to hate their country, and that the only outlet they have is to vote Democratic. Excuse me, Democrat, because there ain't nothing democratic about the Democrats.
They just, it's because they don't know any better.
Big D, little D. I don't know, man. I'm glad they didn't have this shit when I was in school, because I would have never been near the top of my class.
I probably would have been expelled.
I'm telling you, I would have raised so much hell. You know, I was 16 years old and I wasn't this stupid, and I wasn't near as conservative then because I was young and still had a mind full of mush. But I knew this is bullshit. You know, I played sports. You know, I played sports with people of all races and colors and stuff, and we took showers together, and you know, we sweated and bled and died and celebrated and moaned and, you know, agonized together as a team. You know, I wasn't military, but you know, that's the military doing this stuff is driving me crazy too, because that's the least racist institution in the United States, in my way of looking at it. I have military members of my family. My grandfather was, my brother, and I've got a lot of friends who are in the military living here in Tampa. There's assholes everywhere, military and outside the military, but the vast majority of the military thinks of the guy standing next to him or the gal standing next to him as a brother or sister, not what color they are or what religion they are or who your daddy was.
The scary thing that I just want to re-mention that I've mentioned a couple of weeks in a row now is you know, parents, you got to watch, because everybody's caught on to, you know, this critical race theory term, and they're changing it. They're calling it different things so that you think that your kid's not learning critical race theory, but it's, you know, you're still saying yes to the same exact, you know, curriculum. This is what's going to be taught unless we really put a stop to it, especially in any of your blue states. Your blue states are going to teach this shit.
Iowa called it discriminatory indoctrination in their law against it.
I hope
it's illegal here in Florida, and Florida is run by Governor DeSantis. Rick, what do you think Governor DeSantis is going to do if he catches teachers indoctrinating children with critical race theory after there's a law in the books against it?
Probably. Let's see. I don't want to say give them jail. They'll probably close on the school. I would close on the school, and then maybe the board members will just tell their teachers to shut up and, you know, take that bullshit home with them and don't teach it at all.
I don't know if he'll arrest them or not, but I guarantee you he will shine a spotlight on those teachers in that school.
They'll lose their teaching license. I mean, they won't be able to teach anymore.
And if you think this doesn't affect me in my school, let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen of America. 2 million of the teachers in the United States are represented by the NEA. There are 3.2 million public school teachers in the U.S. Department of Education that estimate were working in the country last year. So that's way over half the teachers are members of the NEA. And basically, it depends on your school district. I mean, school districts are either NEA or the teachers, something teachers association, the other one. There's another one. But they're out there, and this is what their leadership, the 5,000 people that run these 2 million members, have decided they're going to do. They're going to violate the laws in their home states, and they're going to push this drivel, which is a racist philosophy in and of itself, which encourages stereotyping and labeling and highlights divisiveness and anti-American rhetoric rather than unity and the virtues of the founding documents. In Florida now, they have to teach the founding documents. That's another thing DeSantis did. You have to, if you're going to be an American, you have to learn what America was founded on. America wasn't perfect. We've never been perfect. We've made plenty of mistakes. But why the hell do you think everybody in the world wants to come here? Because it's still the best damn country in this earth. Quit trying to fuck it up.
If you vote Democrat, you get free money, though. That's why they come here.
Ah, okay.
Sorry.
All right. Well, anyway, that's it. But my only other question is, since when are they the NEA's kids? You know, they're not. That's why some of the best things on YouTube are these school board meetings where the parents are just going in to say, fuck you, and the horse you rode in on. Or excuse me, I said that so many times today, I'm riled up. Fornicate thyself and thy steed upon which thou didst derive.
Well,
the polite way of saying fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
One of the things with the one of the problems with the parents, like you said, that are going in into these school board meetings and telling them to, you know, pretty much go fuck themselves, is that number one, it's few and far between, and and the ones that do want to do it can't do it because their school board won't allot them the time. And I mean, I know for a fact right now, if I would try to schedule time to go into and bitch about critical race theory in front of my school board, they would absolutely not give me the time at all. Not,
well, then you cut, then you show up with 300 people. That's what you do. You show up with 300 people, and they realize that, you know, these, see, the problem with these school board, school board's like an entry level political position. And these people get voted, oftentimes it's the first office they've ever been elected to. And they immediately go power mad. And they forget that they are there by the consent of the governed. They are not the bosses of you, of the school, of your children. They are there to do what's best for you and the school and your children. And when they're not doing that, you need to turn out. And I'm telling you, you got to go to YouTube and look up critical race theory school board meetings. There's at least 100 of them. And some of them are brilliant. We've played three or four of them on the show over the last couple of months.
There's definitely been great.
But if they don't let you, that shouldn't stop you, because they are there to serve you. You're not there to serve them. And these assholes forget that. So
yes, they do. Anyways.
All right. Facebook's chimed in with a Fear America bunch this week. Are your friends extremists?
Yeah, this is kind of crazy.
We've all seen the pop-ups. We've got there's two ones out there. One saying you may have been exposed to extremist content. Like if you like anything on my ZipDip blog page, you'll get one that says you've been exposed to extremist content. I dare you to go to my ZipDip blog page and look. There's nothing extremist on there. It's nothing. But if you're a snowflake, you might think it is, but that's okay. And then the other one, what's it say, Rick, about your friends?
And now if you've been exposed, they want you to report it. What the hell is the other one?
Do you know anybody who could be an extremist or something?
You know, I never got that one. I got if you've been exposed.
Oh, well, yeah, it's because you like my stuff.
I like it.
Yeah, you're in trouble then. They know you've been exposed.
Well, if you agree with it, does that mean you've been exposed?
Yeah, you've been exposed to an evil, racist, white supremacist. Oh, for God's sakes.
Well, a lot of this, too, comes back to the way that they're data harvesting. I mean, they're data harvesting the websites that you search, the articles that you read, the stuff that you share, so that, you know, they're if you are the one that's, you know, sharing stuff like you do, or, you know, a couple of my other friends. I mean, it's not that you're sharing lies. It's just you're sharing stuff that Facebook doesn't agree with.
But they give you links to get support.
Yeah, that's just
why didn't they give links to the liberal whack jobs for Trump derangement syndrome? Now, that would have actually been helpful. But no, they just kept stirring it up. And then Zucky gives $400 million to the cities where the election suddenly stopped at 2 or 3 a.m. And then suddenly Trump's leads disappeared.
Did you see Zucky's 4th of July video that he posted to Facebook?
Where he was surfing with
this hydrofoil. Yeah, I was really hoping.
Should have been a Chinese flag.
Oh, I just wished he'd fucking nosedived it into the water and fucking.
Well, I mean, that's about as hypocritical as hell. I mean, even the New York, Zuckerberg should watch that too, because the New York Times had an article in, I think, their Sunday paper this week, saying that the American flag is now deemed to be on one side of the political aisle. Zuckerberg, you're a liberal. You're a flamer. You overthrew the election. You know, not you by yourself, but you and your money did it. And he's surfing on his little, I guess that's a motorized
hydrofoil. It's called a hydrofoil.
It goes by itself, right?
Yeah, it goes by itself.
Yeah, waving an American flag. Yeah, okay. I mean, and where's your wife from, Zucky?
Zucky.
Where's Zucky's wife from?
Probably not here. I don't remember where. Yeah,
he's Chinese.
Well, what killed me is, and I asked, I commented, of course, on it. I said, you know, it'd be funny if I tried to use this same soundtrack in a video on my Facebook, and I'd get community guidelined and my account would get shut down.
Oh, there's a soundtrack with it? I didn't have the
soundtrack. Oh, yeah, he played a song. I don't know. I didn't even pay attention what song it was. But, of course, if any one of us used that song, you know, oh, my God, you'd get in big trouble for that. But
well, Facebook said this small test, which everybody was bitching about, so it couldn't have been that small. Or maybe they only did it to conservatives because like 95% of my friends are, which is it's only on its main platform. It's running the United States as a pilot for a global approach to prevent radicalization on the site. It's part of our larger work to assess ways to provide resources and support to people who may have engaged with or exposed to extremist content or may know someone who is at risk. Now, basically what it is, it's part of them kissing Biden's Justice Department's ass because the Justice Department's more concerned with white supremacy than the eight Muslim guys with guns that held up the cops in the highway situation in Massachusetts this weekend. You know, there's eight guys, the Sons of Moore or something like that. They're all Muslims. They're heavily armed. Cops pulled them over and they took off in the woods. And
cops didn't pull them over. They were parked on the side of the road.
They're refueling
one of their vehicles, and yes. You know, the cops rolled up and they said that they didn't, you know, they don't agree with the laws of this nation, and they said fuck you and took off into the woods.
Yeah.
And then nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there is.
Well,
you have guns in the United States, fine, but the laws of Massachusetts are tough. If you have guns in Massachusetts, you have to have something saying that you're the owner. You have to have some kind of ID. You have to have residency in the state. None of them did. So they busted them and stuff. But, I mean, that shit's going on. But let's not worry about that. Let's worry about people like me and Slim and Rick. Yeah. You know, fuck you, Facebook. Last week, we didn't get to Hunter Biden. But the story what I was going to do last week was from his laptop, which is a gift that keeps on giving. At least once the election was over, it's a gift that keeps on giving. Before the election, we can't publish that. It was that he spent $25,000 on hooker and blow in a weekend at Chateau Marmont in L.A. Isn't that where John Belushi died? I think so. The funniest part was that he charged the whole $25,000 to daddy's credit card. I guess it was his way of getting back some of the graft he had to give to the big guy, you think?
$25,000
on hookers and blow in a weekend. Oh, Hunter lives the life. Well, this week, the laptop continues the fun. Anyone that still thinks the FBI isn't political or is out to ruin Trump, if you do think so, you must be part of the 30% that think Fraudenstein's doing a great job at the border. Because here's what we found. This is from Jonathan Turley. Again, no raving conservative. He's a Democrat, law professor. The new disclosure is that $100,000 was given to the Biden grandchildren by former FBI director Louis Free, who was seeking business deals with the Bidens. This is how it works. If you want a business deal with the Bidens, you bribe them. As usual, there remains a virtual blackout in the Biden laptop or the mounting evidence of Hunter Biden's influence peddling. Beyond a couple of outlets like the New York Post, which was banned on all social media because they had the story of Joe Biden taking all the money from China and Russia and Ukraine before the election. Oh, we can't get that out. We haven't crossed the finish line yet. Not until we beat the evil Trump. Voters have to rely on the foreign press, which we've been doing extensively for the last few years. But Free made this gift in April of 2016 while he was still vice president. He gave it to a trust for the children of Hunter's late brother, Bo Biden. You know, Bo Biden who died of brain cancer and then Hunter started screwing his wife. Yeah, that one. The donation could well be a humanitarian gesture. However, it was the contemporaneous pitches for business deals with Hunter that are on the laptop that has attracted attention. In July, couple months after he gave the money, he contacted Hunter and said he spoke to Dad a few weeks ago. He says, I believe working together on these and other legal matters would be of value, fun, and rewarding. Then he asked for Joe's cell number and personal email. Which apparently he got. He also went on to say that in the pitch about the Bidens that he'd like to persuade Joe Biden to associate with him and his company. as we have some very good and profitable matters which he could enhance with minimal time. In other words, you lend your name to me, I'll keep paying you. This is the former director of the FBI.
But this is nothing that Hillary wasn't doing, too. I mean...
But see, we've caught Joe, and nobody wants to admit it.
Oh, no.
Joe has been caught. There's all kinds of evidence about Joe.
One's calling, well, there is lots of people calling for an impeachment, but not the right people, because it's not... It's not happening. So
there's another bribe to the Bidens that you will not hear on your local news. That's why you have to listen to us. Now, Slim, you want to do this movie title thing quick?
No, we'll skip it. We'll save it for next week. Yeah, save it for next week.
All right, we're gonna argue about foreskin or pickles.
Yeah.
Whichever one can make the movie titles funnier.
I did have the best one, but that's okay. It was Bang the Foreskin Slowly. All right, let's move along.
All right. Well, by the way, compulsory jabs are coming. We'll do this quick. As Slim explained some months ago, the government can try it under the law. Now, we don't think that's freedom. But then again, do you want your kids going to school with unvaxxed kids? I wouldn't. But yes, this vax is new. You know, it's not like the measles vax for mumps or anything like that. It's been tested for decades. The mDNA, which is the type of vaccines that Moderna and Pfizer are the main ones, are the cutting edge. But no long-term effects have been studied because they can't. So in America, many want the choice to count on their immune system. I applaud that. But in the real world, I only found one leader of note that's on your side in this.
And I think, didn't he get banned from Facebook?
Well, I don't know. But
he might be the one.
Now, a growing number of countries and territories around the world are forcing people, often in specific sectors, to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Now, Biden's folks came out today and said they'd like to go door to door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see any problems with that, do you?
Give them an answer they want to hear.
Don't harass me on my porch in Florida, motherfuckers.
Shoot.
I've already had the jab, but still, that's not the point. My point is I have freedom of choice. My choice was to take it. And if your choice is not to take it, I'm fine with that, too. I don't care.
Well, I mean, I guess there's no reason that they can't go door to door and ask, have you been? Would you like to be? We're here. If you
not in my neighborhood. Well,
no, because you're in a gated community. But they can't to walk and force you to take
like
it. It's a whole different story. But to just go door to door and just, you know, attempt to say, hey, would you like to be vaccinated? Because you haven't had come to the hospital or, you know, we're here, we'll vaccinate you. I don't see anything wrong
with
that.
All right, Rick, you live out there in the real world.
Yeah.
No gates around your house.
Nope.
You're not a pretentious asshole like me. So I'm sure people knock on your door for all kinds of stupid crap all the time, right?
Actually, not really.
Not too much?
Not anymore.
Nah, I mean, I had a few, you know, can we take a look at your roof? And I'm like, no. And then we get a couple of...
I told you how to handle that last week.
Yeah, well, I did one thing. I was in a bitchy mood to start. I have a sign right on my door that says, no solicitation. So somebody knocked on the door. Oh, hi, we're in the neighborhood and we're selling this. And I go, can you just hold on for a second? I stuck my head out the door and I looked right at the sign, no solicitation. And I go, okay, I just wanted to make sure this sign was still here before I slammed this door in your face. And I just shut the door.
Hey, that was good. That was good. See, now if you want to take it up a step, you just do what I did last week. And you say sign says no solicitation. So therefore you're committing a crime on my property. Yes. And this is Florida, I think I'm allowed to shoot you.
And they run.
They will go. Very quickly.
Can you just open the door and shoot him in the kneecaps, or do you got to tell him?
No.
Oh, okay. You can't just open the door and shoot him.
No, you can't even brandish the gun unless you're under threat.
Zip, what do you think if, you know, the Biden?
I did have it in my hip, though.
If they came over knocking on your door saying, have you been vaccinated? What do you think they would do if I tell them I identify as being vaccinated?
I have a T-shirt that says that.
Well, what can
Son got it for me.
Say? Well, did you? I identify as it.
Yeah, there you go. You know, same thing as, you know, the guy in the spa in California. He's got a beard and he's sitting there with his junk out in a spa with a 6-year-old girl in the spa. And the women in the spa were bitching and screaming at the people that run the spa about it. And the people who run the spa, this is California, of course, you got to understand that, you know, it's a mental disease out there. But they said, well, he identifies as female, so we're not going to object.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6-year-old girl gets to see a grown man's junk. He's got a beard. How female can he identify as?
Come on. Identify as a paper bag. That doesn't make you a paper bag.
Yeah. So anyway, these countries, Tajikistan and the Vatican. There's a pair you don't ever hear in a sentence together. Among the rare countries imposing vaccinations on all adults. In the ex-Soviet Tajikistan, the official news agency has published a government decree obligating everybody over 18 to be vaccinated, period. Vatican, same way. Italy has said all doctors, health workers, public and private sector must get vaccinated or face being banned from work directly with any patients. In Britain, the government announced all home care staff in England will need to be fully vaccinated. And there's new legislation in Parliament says that anyone working and home care must have had at least two doses of vaccine or a medical exemption. These rules apply to all workers employed directly by home care. Now, they're not going everybody, but they're going to home care. Kazakhstan, another former Soviet state, ordered mandatory corona vaccinations for a wide range of workers. The United States, San Francisco, has announced it will require all municipal employees to be vaccinated, or they could face penalties up to and including dismissal. The FDA has given the green light for use only during for emergency basis. 150 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital have already been fired or resigned for failing to comply with orders to get the shot. France is doing the same thing. Saudi Arabia, Pakistan. What country isn't doing this? What country is being reasonable about letting you have your own choice? Well, I'll give you a hint. President Vladimir Putin is against mandatory vaccinations nationwide. The mayor of Moscow ordered mandatory jabs for residents of the Russian capital working in the service industry since June 16th. 60% of all service workers in Moscow, just over 2 million people, were ordered to be fully vaccinated on August 15th. And other localities have taken similar measures. But Putin says, other than that, it's up to you. Seems to me Putin seems more reasonable on this than Sippy Cup. Just saying.
I love Sippy Cup.
You like that one?
Yes.
Yeah. But, see, that is an original. My original was Freudenstein, but Sippy, yeah. I like Sippy Cup too.
They both work.
Yeah. Yeah. President Sippy Cup. So anyway, since this week's stupid criminal pickings were scarce, I found something from 8 years ago that I want to dedicate to my friend and bassist extraordinaire, Rick Rhino Boy Stamen, star of the Go-To Guys, a very popular band in Pennsylvania. I thought it made sense, and so did he when I ran it by him being a bassist of note. This is a story from 2013, but it's just funny. The headline of the article, Groupie Accidentally Sleeps with Bass Player. The day after the group Academy had a concert, Victoria Jorgensen, then 22, was terrified to realize that she had accidentally slept with a band's bass player, mistaking him for, quote, someone important in the band.
Oh, wow.
And she goes on. She made it worse. I can't believe how stupid I was. I mean, I went up to the guy and I was like, are you in the band? And he was all like, yeah, I'm in the band. So I did him. Then this morning I was telling my friends and she did him. Then she told all her friends and I realized he was just the bass player. Then she goes on. This is the best line. This happens to me all the time. Jorgensen plans to do more research before sleeping with any other band members. This won't happen again. She said, if I'm going to sleep with someone, they better be important. I mean, I could find someone here in town as important as a bass player. Adam Siska, who is the bass player for the group The Academy, was unavailable for comment. He was like, "Hey, I knocked one off." So, anyway, I'm sorry. There you go, Rick.
Yeah, I'm not a bass player.
Bass players lament. You get the groupies when they thought you were the lead singer.
I'm the DJ. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you're the DJ. You got groupies.
Zip, you want a quick update on the hurricane?
Go ahead. What's up?
What do we got?
It's right now. It's basically parallel to Sarasota.
Okay.
We're in Tampa Bay. It's still not a defined eye. Like I said, it's breaking up in the middle. Looks like we're going to get anything you want to call bad from midnight till about 1:30.
Really?
Yeah, and by 2 o'clock.
So I'm like 12:30 to 2 because I'm about a half hour north.
Yeah, 12:30 to 2. And then by 2, according to the radar, it's above us. All the junk.
Well, there you go, folks.
I will sleep tonight, but I will get up every 2 hours and check my pool level. I just don't want it all draining out the little slit for the overflow. So, because then it just messes up my mulch, you know. And I've got important things to worry about like that.
You're gonna wake up and your lanai is gonna be in the neighbor's yard.
I seriously doubt it. They have one too.
Then you're going to have the neighbor on the other side.
My grumpy neighbors in the small house next to me.
It'll be one big general lanai.
They put a screened in lanai over a concrete slab. They don't have a pool or anything, but they put in a screened in lanai over a concrete slab this summer.
How come the lanai is down here, but up north of patios?
Because it's a southern thing. I when he first said that, I was like, "What in God's name are you talking about?" But it's the same. It's a patio, screened-in patio. So, anyways, all right.
Well,
so we got
my screened-in patio is 1,600 square feet, bitch.
It's quite large.
Yeah. So anyway, now this week was supposed to be about America's founding, but the left and their media brethren couldn't let it alone. America's free, but not if you're black. And that's from a black congresswoman. Yeah, so she got elected to Congress, but she's not free. Okay, there you go. Alyssa Milano, Colin Blow, Kaepernick, and other low IQ nitwits said similar crap. But on July 3rd, my spirits were lifted. Aaron Lewis, the lead singer of Stained, and currently a successful solo country artist, released Am I the Only One? This song, it's angry. But I'm angry. A lot of us are right now. Social media is doing the progressives' bidding by trolling for what they call extremists. They keep up the brainwashing. Pretty soon your neighbors are going to feel it's their duty to turn you in. And of course, if Trump did it, it's bad. They undo all they can, obviously without thinking, and that's why we're in the huge mess we're in. Crime and border being the biggest two. Inflation's creeping along there too. That's going to be the third big one. We weren't in this mess 2 years ago. 2 years ago, we were kicking ass, including China's, which most likely was the cause of what we all went through the last 18 months. They weren't happy about Trump kicking their ass. But these people throw in with China. They're not on our side. Critical race theory, institutional racism, white supremacy, which, by the way, when it was a thing at all, it was all Democrats. So we're fed the fuck up. And Aaron Lewis is too. And he knows he isn't the only one. So we're going to end the show with his new release, Am I the Only One? I want you to buy this song. I want you to play this song. I want you to send this song to your friends. It's a response we've been looking for. Anything else, Slim?
Download the app in the App Store, Zone Out Radio. I'll keep it sweet, keep it short, and we are out of here. Have a good night. Be safe if you're in Florida in the path of the hurricane.
Good night, guys.
Aaron Lewis.
Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it back. Hell, I'll be damned, I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one willing to bleed or take a bullet for being free? Screaming what the fuck at my TV for telling me, yeah, are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you, watching the threads of old glory come undone. Am I the only one not brainwashed, making my way through the land of the lost, who still gives a shit and worries about his kids as they try to undo all the things he did? Am I the only one who can't take no more, screaming, if you don't like it, there's a fucking door? This ain't the freedom we've been fighting for. It was something more, yeah, it was something more. Am I the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you, watching the threads of old glory come undone. Not the only one. I can't be the only one. Am I the only one who quit singing along every time they play a Springsteen song? Am I the only one sitting here, still holding on, holding back my tears for the ones who paid with the lives they gave? God bless the USA. I'm not the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue. Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you, watching the threads of old glory come undone. I'm not the only one.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.